I'm back now, man. I'm getting ready to drop some more, you know what I'm saying, motivational, inspirational stuff, man. Like, so on this episode, I'm going to be talking about don't let them box you in. Don't get boxed in. People try to box you in. You have your ideas. You try to talk to people, you know, talk about them, different things like that, man. You're excited about it. And, you know what I'm saying? People, they'll box you into a category. They'll box you into the type of person they think you are. They'll box you into all sorts of stuff, man. Like, you just can't get boxed in. You can't allow people to box you in. You can't allow them to put their opinions and what they think of one situation onto you. You know what I'm saying? People look at certain situations and certain things and then try to box you into that. You know, and you gotta break that. You gotta think outside the box. You gotta work outside the box. You gotta, like, everything you do, it's gotta be outside of that box, because if not, you know what I'm saying, you'll be like everybody else. And everything that everybody else said about you, or find a new way to conquer that thing. You won't do much work to put yourself in a better situation. Like, you won't put yourself, you know what I'm saying, especially when it comes down to trying to work hard at your ideas and trying to position yourself. You know, you won't work hard because you will be stuck in that box. You will take everything. And so that's the biggest thing is, you know what I'm saying, not allowing people to box you in regardless of what they say. Like, you don't let them people box you in. You know what I'm saying? You know how it is to sit in a, you know, you sit in a room, man, and you know a room is just like a box. If you ever been to jail, a jail is like a box. That's all it is a box. You know what I'm saying? There's no way out. Like, number one door, you don't have no windows. You may have this little slot just big enough with a piece of glass on it so you can get some stuff. And then if you go to consolidated, you know, you go to confinement, they put you in consolidated confinement, man. Like, You sit back and you in a dark room, in a dark box with a steel door, with a little peephole just enough for them to put your food in. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, don't allow people to box you in. Like, you boxed in. Like, you gotta bust out that box, man. You gotta push yourself in a different direction. Like, you got, don't take heed of what people say. Don't take heed of the things that people talking about. Like, keep focused on where you're trying to go and what you're trying to do, man. And always think of a new idea. Always think of something. Always think of a new way to conquer that thing you're trying to do. Because every time you think of a new way and then you work harder that way, man, like, things will start working out. Then, you know what I'm saying? You're like, but every step of the way, man, you're going to have those people that's gonna try to box you in and try to hold you in a spot, try to hold you in a category. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't allow them those categories, man. Like, you can't allow that in your life. Because if you allow that, then you allow the same thing on your kids. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, because the generation after you that you are teaching and raising, like, they're going to come back and get boxed in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had that situation with my son. Like, you know, my son, I took him shopping and stuff. He wanted some shoes. He wanted Jordans. He wanted the same thing I had. He wanted some 270 Air Maxes, the same exact ones I had. So, you know, I got him those. And then he goes to school. You know how kids are. Oh, I don't like them. So most of the time, it be those kids that, you know, they don't have them, so they'll say they're ugly, or you know what I'm saying. And you know how kids are. Kids do certain things. So he comes home, and then for the next week or so, I didn't see him wearing those shoes. I'm like, why you not wearing them shoes? And he tells me, well, that you know, my friend said they were ugly. Like, son, don't let, you know, I had to show him, like, you can't allow people to box you in because of their opinions or what they feel. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, kids, you know, I told him, I said, most of the time kids say that because they don't have them. I said, dude, you can't allow people to put their expectations onto you because of what they feel and what they don't like. You liked them. That's the reason why you wanted them, because you liked them. You wanted the same kind of shoes I had. So I gave you that. So that's what I'm saying, man. Like, even down to, you have to teach your kids to not to be boxed in. Think outside the box. You can't expand your mind and you know, hit that sky's the limit type of mentality if you always boxed in on what people are saying. You always boxed in on people's expectations of you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people have these high expectations of certain people, and you know what I mean? Because it's their, it ain't the person that they're looking at. It's their expectation. Some people looking at it, you know what I'm saying? Like, their expectation in life and you know, growing is just doing what they regularly do, living comfortable, enjoying life. Like, you know what I'm saying? But some certain people, they try to box people into, they ain't doing this. I think they should be doing this, and I think they should be doing that. And I feel like, you know, you could do this right here, and I feel like it's you feeling, you, they feeling like that. Allow them to feel the way they want to feel. Just don't take heed to what they feeling. Ignore what they feeling. Because some people don't, they looking at it as like, I want you to do what I want you to do. I want you to please me. But you will never please those people. Never. Like, I don't care how much you try to make them happy, you know, do things to make you happy and also make them happy too. Like, you will never make those people happy. If those people can't conform to the things that you're doing and being happy for where you're going, if you turn around and do what they want you to do and allow their expectations to move you and to do something that you knowing that it wasn't what you wanted to do, then you setting yourself in a box. And that's a smothering thing. Like, you'll feel like you can't breathe. Like, if anybody ever been in a mental box, like, you know what I'm saying? Some people, you get an anxiety over that. Like, you get an anxiety being in a mental box. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll sit back and you think about that. You'll think about it all the time. Like, you'll feel like you just held, like somebody just holding you. Like, you know what I'm saying? You feel like you can't maneuver, you can't figure a way out of it. And that's because you took on what they were saying, and you took on that thing and made it yours. Like, you took on their opinions of you and the things that they felt like you should be doing, or the things that they felt like would best benefit you. You know what I'm saying? They placed all that on you, and it put you in a mental box. It put you in that box, in that category of what they want out of you. Not what you wanted out of yourself. And that's all I'm saying, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, put yourself in your own categories. Move where you want it. Don't put yourself in that box. You know what I'm saying? Don't
to listen to people that first of all don't have different at home. Second of all, they don't see your teeth in the winter trying to go. So, you know what I'm saying? And they feel like they're losing the business. And it don't work like that. You know, you have a people that
you know what I'm saying? That you're a click with, man, and they have that same mentality you have, like trying to bust out the box, trying not to do the ordinary things that everybody else is doing, or, you know, and all of that. Like, but when you set yourself up, man, you put yourself around those, you get those squares out your circle, you know what I'm saying? And hell, you know, you really don't even need to, you don't need the circle. Because you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can build that. You build that tight circle, but at some point, sometimes some people get, they, even in your tight circle, them people start envying you. Because you got to think about it like this, like, for example, like the guy Pop Smoke. Like, he was making it, he was popping, then he said, well, I'm going to move out of my city because I already know I'm not going to make it, or I'm going to end up dead here because people know me. But then he goes to a whole nother city. Ain't he been there a day, and then he's gone. A lot of it was his fault because they posted the address, but he had a homeboy that was around him that also did the same thing. And study said, nah, bro, like, nah, dude, don't put that on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, nah, we excited. But, man, like, we got money now. Like, we making it. Like, people, you know, people be on your head. So that lets you know that his circle was tight. He you know what I'm saying? His circle was tight, but that homeboy supposed to help prevent that stuff, knowing the status of where you're at, because they see division. They trying to take you out of that box. Take you out of the box of the same old, the same old deaths of you know, black guys that's trying to make it. And the envy of others that's jealous and mad that you're making it, that you're getting money, like that you're doing something that you want to do because you bust outside the box to get there. But the more you bust outside the box, it's always another one. The box of envy, people, and jealousy and hatred over somebody making it, and you could do the same thing. That's a whole nother box that you have to bust out of. So that's all I'm saying is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, think outside the box. You know what I'm saying? Live outside the box. You know, like, don't allow people to put their expectations on you to set you in a box, you know, that of their liking. And you will see certain things start to move in your life, man. Like, you'll start to see, like, sometimes you just can't listen, even though you feel like, I mean, that's even down to your parents, like, at some point. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you get to an age. Like, if your parents ain't instilling in you to think outside the box, to not allow people to place you in a box of their expectations, like, you know what I'm saying? That's what parents are supposed to do. Like, they supposed to teach and train you up to think outside of people's expectations, even down to their own. Because I want my kids to have their own expectations of themselves. I don't want to place my expectations on them. I want to be able to let them see and show them, like, you can do whatever you want to do in this world. You have the freedom here in the United States to do a lot of things and conquer a lot of things and become a millionaire, billionaire, whatever you want your life to be. It's here. You just have to take heed of it. You just have to realize that, you know, I'm not going to do the same things others did in the same manner that they did them. Regardless of what you're trying to do as a career, you got to look at what they did and find the gap of what they didn't do. And you have to pound on that. You have to beat on that. You have to put so much effort into that, because of that gap that they missed, and you get it. You broke right outside that box of that thing. So that's all I'm saying in this episode is, you know, don't allow people to put you in a box. You know, don't allow your thinking to put you in a box. Don't give yourself limited beliefs and limited thinking on what you can do and what you can conquer. Like, always think outside the box. Always look for the gaps. Always look for those things that people didn't do. Always, you know, if it's a career that you're trying to get into, Find that thing that you're tapping into that somebody didn't do. You know what I'm saying? If you trying to be a YouTuber, figure out what other YouTubers that's in that field or thing that you're doing, and see what they're not doing. If they only posting two times a week, you try to put yourself to post more. If you're like me, you're doing a podcast, and, you know, most people only drop a podcast maybe once or twice, you know, or some people just only post once every blue moon, or once a week, or, you know what I'm saying? So you, like, figure out a way to build content where you can post every single day. If you're trying to start a business, figure out the loophole and the gaps that people miss within that business to make your to bust your business outside the box. Like, think of the things that they're not doing or they're missing, and building that. That's thinking outside the box, because if you go in and say, well, I'm opposed to you know, YouTube videos a week, or I'm gonna post every other week, or I'm gonna do a podcast once a week, or, you know what I'm saying, every blue moon, or, you know what I'm saying, then you setting yourself up like the rest, like, you setting yourself up, you know what I'm saying, to be inside of a box. Like, it's always, you know what I'm saying, you should build enough content in whatever you're doing to get you going, like, get you moving every single day. And that's what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? I took a break. You know, I took a break because I was doing some other stuff, you know, like with the I had some strength point stuff I had to do, and even now with my real estate, I've been doing this class, just building up my learning, you know, the learning and you know what I'm saying, building up the knowledge, you know what I mean, like, and stuff like that, like, just building knowledge, trying to get this YouTube, you know, start this YouTube page with this company, where it's a branch off company from Legendary Human Clothing. And that's a plug to, you know what I'm saying, go to Legendary Human Clothing, man, get your merch. And then also I'm going to have the Legacy to Become Legendary podcast t-shirts, get ready to come out. So you'll be able to get your merch off that. And you know what I'm saying? And even with, you know, like with my, the real estate, man, I buy, you know what I'm saying, off-market deals, probate deals if you inherit a property and you don't want it. And on top of that, even if you don't have a property but you know somebody, I do referrals, you know, $5 to $1,000, you know, referral fee. With that, I mean, you can hit me at Legacy Management Group LLC, 2018@gmail.com. And you know, and just send in the property, your name, your number, and the person that's got the property and the address, you know, and I do the rest, and we'll sign a contract. It's basically a contract, you know, as a referral contract. So, you know, and then I got Unique Fashions coming up, which is the screen printing side. I'm doing away screen printing within Legendary Human Clothing. I'm opening up, which it was a business that I had a while back. It was a clothing store that I had a while back, but I'm gonna use it, you know, as the merch store where you can go in and get screen printing done and embroidery done, all of that stuff. So that's another side from Legendary Human Clothing. I'm moving all of my screen printing and everything out of Legendary Human Clothing and into this. So it's a lot going on, man. It's a lot going on, and it is, you know, and the businesses are popping up and things is happening, and you know, I'm just trying to find that. I'm doing what I'm telling y'all to do. That's the reason why I'm talking about it. It's because I'm finding those loopholes. Like I keep increasing my learning and paying for stuff that the learning and the stuff, things that I need to propel me to the next thing, to the bus outside the box of what everybody else is doing. So that's all I'm saying is that, you know, things are starting, you know, things are starting to move, and you know, like I said, when you start to think outside, when you think outside the box, and you don't allow people to put their opinions and expectations to try to place you in that box and that category that their expectations, man. Like, dude, you start to see things happen for you. You know, no matter what they come back and say, it's like, nah, bro, I got my own expectations for my life. I got my own expectations for my business. You know what I'm saying? I hear what you got going on. I hear what you're saying. But if it ain't sound advice, if it ain't something to try to do, I did it this way, man. And you know what I'm saying? Just try to find, you know, if I was in your shoes, I would do, you know, see, that's an expectation. You know what I'm saying? You hearing what they did, so now you trying to find the loophole of what they didn't do. That's the whole key. You hearing what they did, but you trying to find the loophole of what they didn't do, so it'll prepare you in a different direction. So that's all I'm saying, man, in this episode. Don't allow people to place you in a box. Don't allow your mind to place you in a box. Always think outside the box. Always think of new ways to conquer that same thing that you're already doing. You know what I'm saying? It, in your business, like, find the gaps that nobody is doing. Find those gaps that people are not tapping into. And then work hard at that gap. Work hard at that thing. And you'll start to see the results. Don't give up in a month, though. Don't give up at, man, this didn't work this month. Like, keep going. Like, keep going at it. Keep busting it and keep pushing it and keep hitting it until something happens. Make it happen. Make it happen. And you'll start to see, like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I went outside the box, and this thing really, really propelled me. So that's all I'm saying, man, in this episode of Legacy to Become Legendary, man. You know, build outside that box, man. Don't allow people to place you in a box. Don't allow people's expectations and all of that to put to place you in a box, man. And on this hump day, bro, like, go kill it. Go do something you ain't never done before. Figure out that gap and that thing that they're not doing that you can do to put yourself and your business and your family and your generation in a whole nother direction. And man, and live your life, but also have fun with it. Have fun with life, man. Enjoy life because it's the only life you got. Enjoy it. Because you're building a legacy to become legendary. And that means enjoy it. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your kids. You know what I'm saying? Say I'm wrong. Say I'm sorry. Like, all of those things, man. And you will see your life be way better than what you ever expected. And, man, this is Legacy to Become Legendary. And I'm the host, man, Julius Moses. And, man, I'll catch y'all on the next one.